Yo, what is up to a brand new episode of Kototaku? The day of which I'm recording this is July 9th. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the episode. I believe I'm going to call this episode 1. I probably mumbled that. Yeah, I'm going to call this episode 1 of Kototaku. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really consider the episode before like a true episode. I'm going to look at that like, yo, it's episode 0. You know, it's not really like the true episode where we started getting to the meat and potatoes, what we're gonna be talking about. I just consider that, yo, it's like the first day of class, handing out papers, nothing too serious. Before I get into things, I'd like to say once again, thank you guys for coming back to a brand new episode of this. We are available on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts. So if you guys please could help me rise up the algorithm on Apple Podcasts and rate this podcast 5 stars. Granted, you know what I'm saying? We a little new, but we're going to get to 5 stars. We're going to be that fire podcast that everybody loves and want to listen to or watch on the YouTube side of things, you know? Be like, oh my gosh, so you guys see that guy C4 a new YouTube video, or y'all listen to his new podcast, Kototaku. He be spitting fire about some anime, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I try to learn from the best of goats, try to spit some knowledge sometimes, but let me stop. So before we get into things too, so I made a TikTok, right? I used to hate TikTok. Like, when I say hate, like, I used to shit on TikTok, but I think it's because of how TikTok organized itself. So it organized itself in a way where it's like, all right, how should I say this? We're gonna cater to like what's funny, we're gonna cater to like dumb shit, we're gonna cater to all this other stuff, so you don't see like the good stuff, right? So that's why I always, like, anytime I went on and I was like, bro, shit's ass, yo. So then I was like, you know, I need to reach another audience too. So let me make one now. Let me like see, because I was listening to TBH, shout out TBH, and he was saying, yo, you have to like kind of make TikTok work in your favor. You like, granted, there's a lot of dumb stuff on there, but you kind of got to make it work towards you, right? So I was like, all right, let me see what this is about. I started looking up a lot of anime stuff, right? So now I start seeing anime stuff, and look. Side note, yo, anime people on TikTok, bro, mind blown. Those dudes on shit. They told me that Hunter x Hunter is better than Naruto. They told me that that My Hero is like the best anime they've ever seen. Like, yo, some of these TikTok kids, bro, anime, like, I consider myself, like, I'm not gonna say an elitist, but I know enough. I can share a conversation with somebody and not say some stupid shit. Now, I'm not gonna walk up to somebody and be like, yo, look, Fire Force is the hottest anime out this summer. Like, bro, ReZero just came back. What Fire Force about to do? Granted, this season's about to be heat, but I hear fucking ReZero about to turn up. They got the guy. Yo, come on, son. But anyway, granted, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But come on, sometimes, like, you can't tell me Code Geass is ass and then tell me that fucking Naruto is the greatest anime you've ever watched. Yo, one of those animes has a 9 on my anime list, and another one has an 8. Now, look, numbers don't lie, okay? So whoever told that nigga that shit's a fucking 10. But anyway, yeah. So I made one to reach more people, a bigger audience. But then, I'm not mad because, look, TikTok is Chinese spyware at the end of the day. Then US is like, yo, we about to ban that shit because the rest of the world is starting to ban it. So if India banned it, if the UK is about to ban it, if they banned it already, golly, it can't speak. If they already banned it, then I can expect US to just go and just be like, yeah, we don't want that shit around too. Like, get the fuck out of here. So, hey, man, I have my couple minutes of fame on TikTok. I got a few followers real quick. I think I got 100 followers in a week. So, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? I grew a little bit. Something light. You know what I'm saying? The boy was out here growing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Girls love my videos. Oh my gosh, he has like, oh my gosh, he knows so much about anime. So much more than these guys. I know. Brush my shoulders off. Niggas was out here cooking with the anime shit. But let me stop. Let's get right into this shit. So, before we start, we're going to talk about a little bit of news. Also, too, if you guys have questions, I need to start doing that too. I should have asked my Twitch chat. I literally was just live. I should have said, yo, I'm about to record a podcast. Y'all got any questions? But also, if you are watching this on the YouTube side of things, or you are listening to this, if you have any questions, either leave in the comment section of this video. Also, too, at me on Twitter. Say, hey, C4, you know, I have a question. What are your thoughts on this, that, and the third? Also, too, if you're part of the Discord, you know, shoot me a message. Just be like, at that guy C4, yo, got a question. Could you answer the next part of the podcast? I'll be sure to answer it. So this one, I have no podcast questions, but I do have a little bit of news that I want to talk about, and a few anime I want to review. Oh, also too, yo, if you're on the YouTube side of things, I'm gonna show y'all my and I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna show y'all what anime I'm gonna be watching this season. I don't think I went over that. And what anime I'm probably gonna be discussing. So this season I'm going to be watching ReZero, because I like ReZero a lot. Let's switch that, because nobody could see this on the YouTube side of things. So like I said, and also too, a good website I use to like keep track of the anime I'm watching is called AnyChart. So y'all want to check that out. But like I said, all right, so I'm gonna be watching ReZero because I really like it. I've always loved ReZero. I watched it twice, loved it. Fire Force. This is definitely one I'm gonna be talking about. ReZero, Fire Force, and The God of High School and SAO are the four anime I'm gonna be discussing. So I mean, if you're a fan, want to hear what I have to say about ReZero, you know what I'm saying? You're in here. If you want to hear what I'm about to say about Fire Force, you're in here. God of High School, you're in the right place. And Sword Art, you're in the right place. Because Sword Art is on its last season. The God of High School is new, and everybody kept saying, you know, check it out. Fire Force, I like. And ReZero, I really like as well. But this is the one anime I'm not going to talk about, Rental Girlfriend. I'm watching this because I'm interested in the story. The trailer was like kind of fire, and I was like, let me check this out because it looked interesting. I was like, well, you know, I might enjoy this. So that's why this is on my list as well. All this other shit, I'm not gonna really check out. Even though I heard that Decadence was supposed to be alright, but I'm not checking it out because on Andy Chart, this shit got a 57%. And yeah, we don't do 57s, alright? That shit, the F's don't get degrees, okay? C's get degrees. Okay, so now on to the news. All right, I don't know why I put this on my news, but I did just because we were talking about it on in my stream. But NBA 2K21 is going to be $70 on next gen. I only said it because, like, yo, that just means that look, man, shit's gonna be expensive. All right, if you want that new Naruto game, that shit's probably gonna be $70. If you want that new Dragon Ball game, that shit's probably gonna be $100. Why Dragon Ball $100? Because they'll probably just charge whatever they want. They know niggas gonna buy it. If you want that Demon Slayer game, that's probably gonna come to both PS4 and PS5. That shit's probably gonna be like over $100. Why? Because they know niggas love Demon Slayer. But like, so I just put that on my notes because, look, companies gotta profit too. Like, it takes a lot to make these games. I think on average they said it takes $150 million just to make a singular game that's more than 20 plus hours. So I mean, if you want that new Kakarot 2, that's probably going to be just the same as Kakarot 1. You're going to have to pay up. Sorry to say it, but you're probably going to have to pay up. So that's one thing on my list. Sorry, I'm just looking away because I was like, I keep hearing a noise. All right, so next thing I have on my list is the Demon Slayer movie. Now this one I actually want to talk about a little bit, not a lot. But so the Demon Slayer movie was supposed to come out in Japan. I wanted to say August. I might be off, but I wanted to say August. And the Demon Slayer movie is the train arc of Demon Slayer. Yo, if y'all don't know, if you're listening to this, I'm not the biggest fan of Demon Slayer. Honestly, just think this thing is just flashy colors. It's just overhyped to me. I feel like people like overhyped it. I'll never forget the first time my friend was like, yo, that Demon Slayer first episode was fire. I looked at him like, bro, are you serious? This shit was not that good. And he's like, yo, you don't understand, this shit is fire. So I was like, all right, let's see how I feel about this at the end of all 24 episodes. And my opinion didn't change. I literally just thought this was like flashy colors. It wasn't anything serious. It was just like, okay, like, I'm good. I didn't really need it. Like, I watched it because there's a lot of anime I just don't like. And I'll just watch them just because I want to be a part of that conversation still. So I don't want to be the one that's like kind of left out. Like, oh man, damn, I'm not a part of the conversation. No, I wanted to check out the Demon Slayer shit. So I checked it out. I was like, all right, this is a huge mid. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not probably never going to like actually like read it. And then what happened? I watched all of it, read all of it. Opinions didn't change. Now they got a movie coming out. What am I gonna go do? What the fuck did I just say? What am I going to go do? Watch the movie. Why? So I can be a part of the conversation. None of that probably made sense, and I probably went on a huge tangent, but it made sense to me. Alright? Yo, look, this podcast sucks, but yo, please rate it 5 stars. It really helps me go up the algorithm, in the words of TBH. But, yeah, they do have a Demon Slayer movie coming out. I believe it comes out in January now because it got pushed back. So I think the Japanese one comes out in October, and this one comes out in January. So I'm probably gonna watch it. I'm probably gonna see it. Andro and them be on the train. Not really excited for it. I'm just gonna check it out to see more flashy colors. Honestly, they have that shit on, you know, websites. I might go check it out on there. I don't really feel like paying for this shit. Honestly, I don't even want to go to the movies with all this COVID-19 shit going on. Why the fuck would I want to go to the movies, especially watch this? Bro, I barely want to go to the movies and watch that Black Widow movie. You think I want to be out there in the movie theater, like, mask up like freaking Bane? This is the key to your liberation. Like, nah, bro. I'm good on that Demon Slayer shit. I'm not gonna lie. But I'm probably gonna see it anyway. I'm a liar and hypocrite at times. Alright, so let's keep going in the news. Black Clover came back. I'm kind of hype about that because I can't wait to see the next arc, because the next arc is a time skip. Spoiler alert, if you really watch it, like, it's a time skip, and honestly, that shit is fire. Like, that latest manga chapter, my guy, fire. I love that shit, bro. I love that shit. Yo, I didn't go back to full cam view. Whatever. Yo, this podcast on the video side is kind of trash, but it's okay. We're fixing it. What else? Oh yeah, so Dr. Stone is coming back. They had a trailer. It doesn't really do anything. These are just my podcast notes if you're seeing on the video side, sorry. It doesn't really do anything. It literally just says, like, yo, we're just preparing for the war. So, yo, suit up. Senku versus Tsukasa. And I'm kind of hyped for it because I like Dr. Stone. I really liked it. I wanted to read it, but the thing was, is that shit had mad fucking, like, look, I love Dr. Stone. I love it. I feel like I learn shit every time. I feel like my third eye gets opened a little bit. I feel like I'm just like, mind powers unlocked, seeing the future, da 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 da. I feel like I'm just in a whole nother realm, right? But then I went to go read it, and I saw how wordy it was, and I was like, closes my third eye, gonna go back to watching it. Not ready for all those words, I'm not gonna lie. And a lot of people are gonna be like, it's not that wordy. Look, man, when Senku starts talking, bro, when Senku starts going in, he starts going in. He be saying a lot of words, and I ain't ready for that shit, yo. I'm not at that point in my life where I don't want to start reading, you know. All right, so, like, look, I like having quantum theory conversations with, you know, people, but I don't know if I'm ready to, like, really have, like, you know, the relative theory of how quantum theory got developed. I'm not ready for that conversation. Nah, bro, I'm good off of that. Good. So, yeah, you can mess me with that, but I'll definitely check it out when it comes out, the anime, when it comes back in July, or January, I meant. Oh my gosh, bro. Yo, SAO trailer drop. Y'all gonna start putting some respect on SAO, bro. Y'all gonna start putting some respect on SAO. One sec, though. Okay, what was I talking about? SAO trailer? Sorry, I had to on real quick on the video and the thing side. Probably gonna keep that in, you know, one take. But anyway, yeah, that SAO trailer, though. Y'all can't hear my hand rubbing, bro. That shit was straight fire. Like, yo, they let y'all know, bruh. Y'all been disrespecting SAO for the past. Look, I've been riding with SAO. Alright? Y'all got some white shit on my list, yo. What the fuck is that? Fuck it, yo. I don't know. But fuck it. I'm here. I'm in the camera. White shit. I've been riding with SAO, bro. When I say I've been riding with SAO, I've been riding with SAO when niggas was calling that shit ass. It's like, oh, SAO was ass. It's ass. It's ass. Granted. That shit wasn't fire at some parts, all right? Kirito did some bullshit at some parts. I'm not gonna lie. But, yo, when SAO was good, bruh, fucking bold, bro. It was hitting high notes. They was hitting low notes. They was doing that shit. They was like, boom, boom, boom. Like, they was fucking... Yo, I was riding with SAO. I've been riding with SAO since the beginning, bro. I'll never forget. I think SAO was the first isekai I ever watched. I was 16 years old. I was on vacation. I was in Florida. Toonami had just came back. I think it was like in year one or two of it coming back, and they just got SAO, right? I was like, yo, let me go check out this SAO, bro. This SAO, right? I went. I checked it out. I was like, oh my gosh. This shit right here, bro. Fire. This shit right here, my guy. Fire. Hold on. I got a text real quick. Take this shit. But. SAO has been fire, yo. Like, look. Granted, season one of SAO. All right, you got it, yo. Second half, wipe it off the face of the earth. Wasn't really that good. I understand that. Season one part. What's that? What'd I say? Season 1, Part 2, wipe that shit off. Get rid of it. Season 2, Part 2, get rid of it. But Season 3? Season 3? What? Season 3 of SAO? Bro, that shit was fire. This season, then the next season after it? Fire. Now that trailer, bro? Yo, I'm hyped for this shit. I'm hype. I'm only hype because I just love it so much. Like, my girl Cena coming back. Y'all can't see that shit, but I got Cena on my wall, bro. Y'all see Ishtar, though, that badass. Nah, stop. Yo, niggas gonna think I'm a fucking weirdo. But you watching on the video side of things, you probably staring at Cena. I said Cena, Ishtar, yo. That's how you know. It's 5:18 a.m. I have not went to sleep yet. I'm very tired. If I didn't record this day, I was probably gonna record it. But anyway, back to that SAO trailer. Right? But no, this trailer, it showed Kirito still paraplegic, still handicapped, not doing a lot. But it showed all the other characters that he's met along the way. They ride for him, you know? And Talia, too, showed some really nice fight. I forgot who's doing this. It was Antiplex. But yeah, they smoking that shit, though. I think Antiplex is doing it, but whatever the studio is doing it, they smoking it, because it just looks amazing. Start to finish of it, it just looked amazing. I just liked it a lot. I was like, yo, they're really doing their thing here. Like, this is something that, look, I've been riding with SAO, so I appreciate it a lot more, but if you're a hater of it, and you're just like, yo, I never really liked SAO, I thought that shit was, like, kind of cheesy. Kirito always got the girls. Like, he's never really failed, this, that, and the third. That's fine. I understand. Because Kirito do be pulling some bullshit sometimes. And he does get all the girls. This makes no sense at all. But this time, it's just, like, I appreciate it. Because it's, like, yo, like, it's ending. I think this is the last season. And it's just a whole culmination of things all come together to the end. And I just liked it. So, the trailer just showing the animation of where it's going. The music was hitting. Kirito, all the people that he's met along the way, is just like, yo, like, this has come a long way. I've appreciated the ride, I've appreciated the journey, I really appreciate everything about SAO. So watching this trailer, I'm not gonna say it brought a tear to my eye, but it did, like, make me kind of happy inside. I'm like, yo, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for the last season. I'm ready for one of my favorite isekais to go. I've appreciated the whole way through. I love it. I've never hated it. I've always loved SAO the whole way through. Shit, I'm about to probably gonna buy that shitty game they're gonna drop. I just love SAO that much. So, like I said, like, I'm ready to see where they go with this. I'm excited. Hey man, let's do this. Let's do it. This trailer just looked amazing. That's all I'm gonna say. It just looked amazing. It looked fire. I think I watched it like 3 or 4 times. I had to see what people said on Twitter about it. I've seen people that hated SAO to say, yo, they love the trailer so much. I've seen people that say SAO is probably the worst anime they've ever watched. They said they love that trailer so much, and they actually liked the last 2 seasons of SAO. So I'm ready for it. Like I said, I've been supporting SAO from the beginning. Never had a problem with it. But I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited. So, what else do I have on my news? This is just real quick shit. So, 7 Deadly Sins, JP side has an Attack on Titan crossover. I don't know if you play the 7 Deadly Sins game, Grand Cross. I don't know if anybody plays that shit. I uninstalled it. I hate that game. I didn't uninstall it, but I uninstalled it, reinstalled it. Then I have it on my phone. I don't really feel like playing it. I fucking hate it. I'm not gonna lie. There's a new anime on Netflix called BNA. I'll probably watch it and review it on the next podcast, or the podcast have that, so be on the lookout for a review of that. If anybody plays Naruto to Boruto, they're getting a season 3. Honestly, I don't know why. I didn't really, like, Naruto fan base is strong. I see why y'all probably shit on me for fucking saying that shit was like a huge mid. I mean, it's not mid, but it's not like the greatest thing ever. You know what I'm saying? It's like a B+, A-. B+, A-, depending on how I feel that day. Depending on which arcs we're talking about. Yeah, so, I guess. And then, The World Ends With You is getting an anime. It's coming to Funimation in 2021. If you guys don't know what The World Ends With You is, it's basically a game by Square Enix. I never played it before. I've only seen, like, little bits and pieces of it. So, I mean, it looks cool. I might check it out. Yeah, that's all I have on my news. But now it's time to get to the anime reviews. Dun, 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 I don't have any sound effects with that. But anyway. All right. So let's start things off with the first thing I watched. And that was Fire Force. All right. Now, I don't know. I've been, because like I said, I'm new to this. I've never reviewed anime. I've only talked about it amongst people with my friends. So it's going to be like, so granted, I may be rusty at this, or I'm just learning. So, you know, help me get through this. So, Fire Force Season 2, Episode 1. My initial thoughts was, it was okay. I don't really know how to say it. Basically, this episode was a recap, right? And I didn't really like it for a lot of reasons. This episode actually, because last season, a lot of people kept saying that Fire Force's pacing is so bad. And I always just sat there and was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never noticed it. I didn't really pay attention to it. But now I read the manga and I'll cut up to the manga. And so watching this episode back, I was like, the pacing is really bad in Fire Force. I don't think I probably watched things pacing that are like really bad, but this pacing is bad. Like, I'm sitting there watching this, I'm like, how are we jumping? Like, why is it like, and it's not even like small jumps, it's like drastic jumps. Like, it's like boom, boom, boom. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, yo? Where are we going with this? What are y'all doing? So, this episode of Fire Force, to me, it's finally making me understand why people don't really like Fire Force. Right? Like, look, the animation was beautiful. There's scenes where Arthur and Shinra are fighting the Infernal, and I want to talk about that too. I really want to talk about that. But like I said, there's scenes where they're fighting the Infernal, and it looks beautiful. It looks amazing. That's the one thing I've always liked about Fire Force. It looks beautiful. It looks good. Also, too, the opening and ending. Look, nothing can beat the first opening and ending they had. That was a goated opening and ending. That was really good. But this one was like, it's okay. It's okay. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just all right. I mean, I didn't really get to. I didn't see the ReZero one, but so far, I guess it's the best one I've seen. But I'm not even gonna say that because I like the God of High School one a lot too, and I'll talk about that later. But like I said, this, I don't know. I think I don't hate this episode. I wanted to love it, but I don't think it's a good episode. It's not a good episode to start off with, is what I should say. Like I said, animation beautiful. I still like all the characters. And that's the next thing on my my notes for this is, this anime, it was basically a recap, right? So, and let me explain this shit, right? And this episode made me become a manga elitist for a second, because they flipped it, right? In the manga, it's nothing like this. Like, in the manga, the episode ends with them on the nude photo shoot, and the manga, the first chapter before the next one is what? The dude photo shoot. And then after the next chapter is them going into the city to look for clothes for the lieutenant. So that's something I didn't like, because it's flipped now. It's like, wait, y'all, you just flipped the story. The story would make more sense if you go from this to that instead of going from where they go from the shop to the new photo shoot. I think in reality, nude photo shoot to the shop makes way more sense. But the only reason why they did that is because they wanted to include a fake fight that never happened. And that kind of bothered me, because I'm like, this never happened. Like I said, this made me become a manga elitist for a second. And I really don't like being like that. But if you read the manga, none of that stuff ever happened. So that's what threw the pacing off. That's what made this anime feel like it was going so fast. Because like I said, during that fight that never happened, it looked beautiful. It looked amazing. I love the way that Shinra and Arthur were working. I love the way that Maki was doing her thing. I love the way that Tamaki was doing her thing. Vulcan, everybody. I just love the way it was going. But the problem I had with it was, I'm just watching them. I'm like, yo, why does this just feel so off-putting? It doesn't feel like it belongs. And that really bothered me. So, look, this episode was cool. Did I need it? Not really. I'm not gonna lie. Like, they could have honestly skipped this, or they could have made it a little bit shorter. And I didn't like, too, that the episode, it dragged. Like, the pacing in this episode was a little, like, either too fast or too slow. Like, the first 15 minutes of the episode is a fight? What? That doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you spend 15 minutes on a fight that, first of all, like I said, never happened? You could have included something very major, but I guess they're saving it for episode 2, which is fine. You could drag it out of the season. Obviously, people are going to watch it. I'm going to watch it because I want to review it every week and I want to talk about it. But you drag out the episode and have this 15-minute fight to reintroduce all the characters. It's almost like a Smash introduction. It's like, new challenger approaches, Shinra. And I was just like, I already know this guy. We started the episode with him going with the girls into the shop. Like, new fighter approaches, Lieutenant. Like, I already know this guy. We already, like, come on, bro. I'm not gonna say I don't care, but it's like, you could have did this a different way. You didn't have to include a random fight to reintroduce the characters. Like, I don't know. I'm just watching it, and that's probably like my biggest critique of this episode was that. If I had any other critiques, just the pacing. That's really it. Hopefully in the next episode they don't do this, because like I said, Fire Force is only bad because I feel the studio. I didn't say it, but I've had a conversation with people in my Twitch chat. I feel the studio's kind of fucking them over. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you can write this show to be so much better. Just don't include dumb stuff. And then Fire Force always gets a short end of this thing, because if y'all don't remember, last year Fire Force started off very good, right? And then the fire in Japan started in that studio, so they like delayed a week and like cut stuff out of the episode, which is understandable. Tragic event. RIP to people that lost their life in that fire. But then they come back with this, and I'm like, I don't even. This is not a good sign. This is not a good sign. Off of episode 1, I'm pointing out all your flaws. I'm pointing out the fact that there wasn't this fight. That you haven't fixed the pacing problem. The animation is beautiful, but you can't behind. Like, you can't hide behind everything that's happening. You can't hide behind the fact that, eventually, like, half this shit's, like, you're gonna move too fast. I guarantee you in this next episode when I talk about it, that pacing's gonna be a problem again. I want to sit here. I just can't move past that. When something is, like, that noticeable, it's hard to move past it. Because even when Shinra's in the shop with them, like, they're bouncing all around. Like, it's not even like it's like fluid. It's not even like they're fluidly moving throughout the town and the stores and stuff. It's like shop here, shop there, shop there, shop there. It's almost like how you go from Target to Walmart, but Target is 20 miles across the street from Walmart. That don't make no sense. It's not even like you fluidly, you just, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're in a mall, you know, you go in one store, you turn the corner, go in the next store. You go in one store. No, it's like they have Macy's and they're trying to go Lord and Taylor's or some other store that's across the world from the mall. That's like, come on, slow it down some. Build these characters up a little bit. Build the relationship on why Shinra is there with the girls. Granted, y'all mentioned it, but do a little bit more. Show a little bit more dialogue. Instead, what happened was that they gave everybody a little bit of dialogue to say why they're there. Oh, we're here to get Lieutenant a couple of new clothes. No, there's more conversation that happens between Tamaki, Iris, and Maki and Shinra. There's a lot more conversation where they talk about a lot more stuff. Talk about, like, but instead you cut it out to include a fight that never happened. So that's my biggest fight. That was, like, my biggest pet peeve. I, like, literally spent probably, like, a good portion of time talking about that, and I didn't. But my overall review of this episode, it was okay. Like I said, I didn't really need it. It's honestly just a recap. That shit it's whatever to me. I wasn't really interested after a while. I got kind of bored. I honestly sat there. It was like, because I watched the dub, you know, dub gang. I watched it in dub, and I'm just sitting there like, bro, I could honestly go play FGO or fucking Dokkan and like keep it moving. This shit is not that important. It's just cool to me. It's literally just cool. But it's whatever. Anyway, like I said, if I had to give it a rating, I probably would give it like a 6.5 out of 10, which isn't necessarily terrible. It's just they had to fix one thing. That's it. So, moving on. The next anime that I checked out that I'm going to be reviewing is The God of High School. Now, I've heard about The God of High School for a while now. I want to say about 2 years. Because back when I used to make reaction videos, one of the things I used to get a lot was, react to The God of High School promo trailer. React to The God of High School promo trailer. I was like, all right, whatever, I'll check it out. So I did that. I reacted to the promo trailer, and it was good. It was cool. I really liked it. I said, when is this coming out? And everybody said, they don't know. Like, they literally just kept telling me, they don't know. And I was like, why do we have a trailer for it? And they was like, because the webtoon came out. And I, like, that's when I learned what webtoons was 2 years ago. So I was like, what the fuck is a webtoon? So after a while, you know, it said it started building up hype. I started seeing more and more people on my timeline talk about it. Oh, the God of High School's heating up, yo, y'all should check this out. Oh, the God of High School is getting fired, bro, y'all should check this out. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, is it? Should I check it out? Maybe, sure. Why not? Right? So I tried to read the first chapter and I was like, I think I honestly just read the first panel. I was like, I don't really want to read this. I have to go back to reading One Piece, yo. Guys, yo, One Piece is a long ass read. I don't recommend to anybody. If you're not in here now, just wait. Just wait. It is a doozy. Let me stop. But yeah, so everybody kept saying to read it. I was like, no, I'm good. So what happened was, is one of my friends, he like literally just read the thing. I don't know why I have friends that do this. Honestly, all my friends that do this, y'all should not be my friends. But anyway, they, for some odd reason, he like posted every single chapter of the God of High School in his story, right? So that's how I'm not gonna say watched it, but I read some of it. So I got to see some of the fire things that would happen in it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. That's interesting. Okay, like that's kind of cool. So there we go. So then the God of High School gets announced. I'm like, I'm definitely gonna check this out because everybody said it was that fire, right? So my thing was, going into the God of High School, I did not have high expectations. Why? Because I didn't think the Tower of God was that good. All right, off rip, I thought the Tower of God animation was like, I didn't really like it like that. It was kind of hard to watch, I'm not gonna lie. Next season, please fix it. Yo, if y'all ever hear this, please, please, please fix your animation. I promise you, it will do you justice if you fix the animation. Top of that too, I really didn't like the story, and I don't understand why people hate Rachel, because I feel like, look, you gotta understand both sides of the spectrum when it comes to Rachel. I completely understand why she did what she did. Is it fucked up? Yes. But do I hate her? No. We're talking about the God of High School here. So, like I said, going into the high, like I was saying, going into this anime, hold on, I need a swig of water real quick, but let me stop for a second, get some water, hold on. All right. So, it's thirsty as fuck. Going into the God of High School, my expectations were low. Not low, but they weren't like super, super low. My expectations were, I'm going to retract my statement and say my expectations were in the middle. Only because the Tower of God left such a weird impression on me, I should say, that it wasn't like, oh, I want to check this out. So, with the God of High School, that first episode was fire. Like, fire. If I had to like do a ranking off of who had the best first episode, to me, I would say the God of High School. Because this is only Thursday, and Food Wars is just finishing up. SAO didn't start yet. Maybe my mind would change the SAO drop. But right now, that first episode was kind of good. Like, really, really good. Excuse me. For starters, I have to say, maybe I should have read it. Maybe I should have. But no, for starters though, I have to say this is really good. Let me look at my notes for what I took them to school. All right, so first thing first is, look, it's only 12 episodes. And I'm not mad at that. This is a webtoon. They probably want to test it out. They probably want to see, you know, how people receive it, how people like it. I think it was trending on Twitter. Don't quote me on that. I think it was. But they probably want to see, you know, will people love this anime? Will they hate it? So I'm not mad at it being 12 episodes. That's a really good thing to me. Also too, if you're looking for like a fighting kind of shonen anime, this is definitely something you should check out. I'm not calling this shonen. I'm just saying, if you like fighting shonen anime, this is definitely one you should check out. That's all I'm saying. Because someone's going to take me out of context and be like, yo, you called this shit a fighting shonen. No, I did not. I said, if you like fighting shonen anime, check it out. Because, Bro, I'll get into that later. But also too, the opening ending is really good. I liked it more than I like Fire Force, like I was gonna say. Now, this is what I really like, right? So there's three characters. Itan, Mori, and what's the other one? Myra, right? I love the way they introduce these characters. I really do. It just felt fluid. It just went. Yo, this episode's pacing. Fire Force shit was ass, but yo, this episode's pacing. Loved it. Because it just flowed. It just felt right. like, I'm watching this, I'm like, yo, this feels really good. Like, it just feels like it's moving at a good pace. And that's something I really liked about it, was that, like, it didn't feel like I was watching it for 27 minutes. It just was going. I was like, okay, we're at the ending already? Wow, it felt good. Like, Fire Force felt like a drag, but this just felt good. It felt to actually, I was watching this, I'm like, kind of happy about this. I can't lie. I really enjoyed this one. So, with that being said, I enjoyed it. I think the pacing was amazing. And like I said, I really like the way they introduced these three characters, you know? And I guess I liked it because, look, the God of High School, basically, you take place in a tournament, and the tournament, it allows you to, I guess, I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but it allows you a wish, right? Like, oh, you can get a wish for whatever you want. Right. And I was like, oh, it's interesting. Right. So when I say I like the way they introduce these three characters, there's a lot of shonen. Right. Once again, not calling this a shonen. I know where it is, but there's a lot of shonen where everybody says what they want in the beginning. Right. What did Deku say that first episode? This is the story how I became the number one hero. Well, Asa saying that first episode, I'm going to be a wizard king. What Naruto be saying, I'm going to be Hokage. Right. Everybody says what they want in the beginning. Right. In the beginning, they tell you what this is. They tell you there's going to be some wishes at the end if you win. What I liked about this is the three main characters, they didn't tell you that. They just said, yo, look, pull out, let's fight, you know? So it's interesting because I liked it so much. Like, the only other anime I could think that did that, that didn't tell you right away, that's, like, more recent to me is Vinland. Vinland starts off with Thor's, and you think the series is going to be about Thor's until Thor's, you know, I'm not going to spoil it, but until the story switches and you figure out Thorfinn, and Thorfinn is Thor's son, and Thorfinn tells you, you know, what he wants to do. They don't, and that's the thing I liked about this too, like Vinland, it's going to be a little comparison. Vinland doesn't give you a backstory on everything right away. You have to learn as you go. This didn't give you a backstory in the beginning. It just said, hey, look, these are the three main characters, and it's just about this pull-up life. And I just like that. I don't want to see in the first episode, oh, this is why you're striving for this. Because who knows if you're going to get what you're looking for. You know, only thing I saw was a relationship between Mori and the blonde-haired dude at the top. He was like, yo, I just want my rematch. I don't know. That's probably not his wish. He just probably got his ass beat by him when they were younger and probably just simply wants a rematch. But watching this, I'm just like, yo, they're not telling me anything. Like, I like it. I like how it's all a mystery. It keeps me interested. It keeps me interested in the characters. Shit, they can go the 12 episodes not saying what they want. I'll be waiting for the next one. Because why? Because I just want to see. I'm eager to see what y'all goal is. So I really like that. That's something I really like. And I really like that it didn't introduce the backstories right away. Because, like I said, wait on it. Let it build a little bit. Let this set with people. Once we get to that pivotal episode where it's like, okay, this is why I'm doing this, talk about it then. But don't talk about it in episode one. That's what I really like. They could have talked about episode one. There's a lot of anime that go into why someone is doing this, why this exists, this, that, and the third. But no, they was like, yo, look, we about this pull-up life. And the next thing I do want to say about this is the world is advanced, right? Like, the world is really advanced. I didn't really notice it. I had to rewatch it and watch, like, some people talk about it. And they mentioned, and, like, I saw it, they said the world is advanced. And I was like, well, all right. This world, at first, it doesn't look advanced. It's not until they start fighting. They get this little thing on their arm, and it says, like, your level, how much health you have, your stamina, also. It's a stat thing for you, you know? So I was like, okay, that's interesting. Because now it's letting people know, you know, you beating people ass, you might level up, your health might go up, or it might go down depending on how much damage you get taken. I'm like, that's interesting. And I want to see, like, what else about this world's advanced, because this world is very interesting. Like, the start of this is some dude calls him on the phone, and he says, yo, I got some news on you, this, then the third. And people in this world have powers, and I want to see what powers, you know, other people have, because homeboy just took his hand, just bang, right on, dude. He just dropped it on him, and all you see is a handprint. So it just lets me know that, yo, these people have powers. Like, so I just want to see how strong people are, how far, you know, they'll go to get what they want, or how, where they'll go to get what they want. And I just really enjoyed that. On top of that too, yo, I'm just gonna say this real quick because this isn't like the big point. I did like the ad placements of Crunchyroll and Webtoon all over the place. I really like it. Let you know that this is a Crunchyroll and Webtoon thing. I really like that. But let me go to the big thing I want to say. Yo, choreography of the fight. When I say I can't wait for them to like do a major fight, I'm so excited for a major fight. Because, bro, 30 seconds to, I'm going to, no, I'll give 30 seconds. I'll give it like 2 to 5 minutes of the fight scenes that was in this anime. Bro, the only other fight scenes choreographed as well that I know is fucking Samurai Champloo and Naruto, right? Yo, the choreography of these fights, they felt like they was handled with so much delicate care and love. And I loved it. Like, these fights felt like they just flowed so well. And I loved it from start to finish. I just felt like they belonged. I felt like they were meant to be there. This felt so amazing to watch. I loved it. I was like, I'm just sitting the whole time just like, yo, this is amazing. Like, when Mira, she pulls up. I'm probably saying her name so wrong. I'm sorry. When she pulls up and she just pulls out the sword and does all this, you know, sword shit. Boom. When Han goes, he does his thing. Boom. Mori goes and he's just kicking everybody ass. Even the side characters, when they was fighting, it just flowed so well. And I just loved it. You know, this core. And I, like I said, I can't wait. This is just like a little arena fight. A battle royale, as they call it. Niggas just hooking off in there. Shit was amazing. Even when they introduced one of the guys, and his name skips my mind right now. I didn't write it down. But when he enters the stage and he starts going off and doing all this other shit, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this shit is fire, yo. Like, maybe I should have read it. But, yo, like, and maybe I'll read it after this. Because I'm just like, yo, their move, like, this just feels so good. It feels amazing. Like, I'm watching this. I'm just having a ball just, like, watching it, enjoying it. Like I said, from start to finish, the pacing was fine. It was really good. I loved it. And I'm just watching this. I'm just like, yo, this is good. Like Tower of God could probably never. Because Tower of God's first episode to me wasn't that good. But this one to me was like, this is really enjoyable. I'm really liking this. I'm really loving it. So, I have to say, yo, first episode of God of High School, I've loved it a lot. I'll probably give it a 9 out of 10. I don't know. Like, my favorite scene to me was when, because they're chasing after this guy because he stole this old lady's purse or whatever. He basically stole from her. And Mori gets on his bike, he chases after her. And he just goes and smacks Myra in the face, or Mira. I don't know how to say her name, I'm sorry. Smacks her in the face and, like, they just become cool after. He's just like, yo, look, this nigga stole this shit. Yo, come on, let's chase after him. She's like, she's just cool. She's like, all right, let's keep going. So I just like this. All she said to him was like, yo, you just owe me some new glasses. Like, she wasn't even like about to beat his ass. She was like, buy me some new glasses. I don't know. I just really like this anime. This one I know I'm gonna have a ball talking about because it's just good. Like, it's just interesting. I love it a lot. But on to the next and the last thing I'm gonna talk about is ReZero. Now, like I mentioned in the beginning, I'm a big fan of ReZero. I've watched it twice, but I didn't watch the director's cut because the director's cut literally came out as soon as I had finished my second watch. I didn't want to watch that third time. And on top of that, too, each episode was an hour. So, shout out to DBZenkai. He told me, he came into my chat one day. I was kind of mad about this, but I wasn't really. And I'll explain why I was a little mad, but not with Zenkai. I'll tell y'all what I was mad about. But he came into my chat and said, yo, I know you're excited for ReZero Season 2. Said, yo, you already know. He said, yo, if you didn't watch the director's cut, watch the last couple of minutes of it. So what do? I watch the last couple of minutes. So now this is why I was mad, right? I didn't have to watch the last couple of minutes. You know why? Because ReZero, the official Twitter, tweeted out, yo, here's what we have to say about Rem. And then they go and they show the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the director's cut. And I was so mad. I was like, bro, like, I didn't even have to check this out. They was going to tweet it anyway. I was just like, whatever. So, and then this is the even madder part. The episode opens up with that. I was like, oh, my God. Gotta be kidding me. But whatever. So, let me get to my ReZero 2 notes. All right. So, ReZero Season 2 is a trip. Like, I can tell the season's gonna be a trip. I can already tell it's gonna be a trip. And it's gonna be a wild ride. It's gonna be a very enjoyable ride. I will enjoy it from top to bottom. Just like, I'm gonna enjoy God of High School. I guess I don't have the same energy for Fire Horse that I know is gonna happen. But even if I didn't, that first episode was a little doozy. Because this episode of ReZero was really good. I liked it a lot. I liked the pacing of it, especially. The studio did a really good job of the animation. But what's going on in ReZero Season 2 is very interesting, right? For starters, for those of you, you know, I really love Rem a lot. But at the start of the episode, you know, Subaru says to Amelia, he says, yo, tell him how Rem feels and all this other stuff, you know, and Subaru obviously feels the same way, because you can tell by his facial expressions, you can tell how he feels telling this to Amelia, you can just tell that he feels the same way about Rem, how he feels about Amelia, and even Zenkai told me that, he's like, yo, look, Subaru likes both, and he has a hard time picking between both. So, in this episode, you know, he's trying to tell her, but he's struggling. And then Amelia just says, you know, who is Rem? And his heart, like, he's like, what? Like, you don't know who Rem is? So, what happens is why he forgets is because Rem got her stuff taken by Gluttony, I think. And I want to talk about that too, but not right now. She gets her, basically her whole identity, memories, all that stuff taken by Gluttony. So she's just a sleepless body. She's just there. And Subaru, he kills himself, right? Because that's what he does. He does return by death. But this time it's a little different. And he realizes that he can't, now he realizes that he, and even when he kills himself too, he literally says, I will kill myself as many times as I want, because he wants to save Rem. He wants to make sure that she's good. And he says, yo, I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm gonna kill myself 1,000 times over. And this is where we're starting to see like Subaru's powers. They fix a lot of stuff in season one. But I feel like season two is now like, all right, we're gonna really show you what Subaru Natsuki's powers is about. I feel like I messed up his name in the beginning. Yo, if you've been watching this, or if you're new, you're watching this video, this is 5:49 a.m. So if I call him any other name but Subaru Natsuki, it's because it's 5:49 a.m. I'm tired as fuck. But I did this because I love the peoples, all right? We the people. But the season two is going to let you know, like, yo, Subaru's powers, yeah, they're helpful, but they're helpful to a limit. And by that, I mean, when he says he wants to, wants to save Rem over and over, he's gonna kill himself and this, that, and the third, he's kind of like, he like, look, he's cracking a little bit because he really wants to save her, because that was his whole thing in shtick in season one. Yo, I can save whoever if I do it. And at season one, they showed this a little bit, but not as much as they're showing it now in this first episode. My man's killed himself, right? And before he killed himself, he contemplated, oh, I'm gonna have to go against Betelgeuse again. I'm have to fight him again. Like, I really don't want, like, he really didn't want to do that. He, all the stuff that he just did to get to this point, he feels like he's gonna have to do again. But what happens when he kills himself? He wakes up in the cart with Amelia again. And it's like, now it's letting you know, like, all right, this is his powers are limited now. Because he can't fix everything anymore. And I mean, he probably still fixed up, but he can't fix everything. And I was interested, I'm like, you know, season one, that was this whole thing. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix that. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix that. You know, return by death. Fix all that. Return by death. Fix that. Return by death. Fix that. Like, the first, like, was it two episodes? Or the first episode was an hour long because he's just killing himself. Or he's dying over and over again trying to, not trying to fix, but fixing everything, failing, fixing that, failing, learning from his mistakes. Now it's almost like, all right, you kind of are limited, so you have to make do what you have, or else once you get that checkpoint, you're kind of fucked. And that's what it is here. He's at his checkpoint. He's kind of fucked. So with that being said, Rem is forgotten, and we may not see her this season. And this is a positive and a negative. I want to say this is a negative because, you know, I really enjoyed Rem. I feel like she really added to Subaru's character. She was kind of she really added to Subaru. Like, she was like kind of like his right hand, you know. She helped him out in a lot of situations. She was always there for him. She comforted him. She helped my boy out. But the reason why this is a positive too is because Amelia hasn't really grown, right? Her character has kind of been static. She hasn't, like, she'll be here and there. But now, because, and I'm bouncing around the place, right? I'm gonna, We're gonna go back. But now Amelia, you know, like the speech he gave at the end, she's saying, "Yo, I want to help you out. I want to save Ren. And Subaru really wants to save Ren. Like I said, he was willing to kill himself over and over again. But she says to him, she's like, "Yo, like, you know, I'll help you. You've helped me so much. I'll help you." And it's good to see that, because I feel like this is going to be where Amelia kind of grows. You know, she's kind of become develop a little bit. Because you didn't really see her develop at all in season one. I feel like season two, and I haven't read it, but season two, I feel like she's going to develop. She's going to become, you know, I'm not going to say a larger than life character, but she's just going to become a character I care about a little bit more. I didn't really care for her in season one. I just said, "Yo, my boy likes you. Okay, cool." I liked Rem because Rem was always on his side. Rem gave me a reason to like her. Amelia didn't really give me a reason. She was just like there, I'm going to say. But now I feel like when she develops and she grows, and I feel like I'm growing a little bit more attached to her, now it's just like, okay, I like you now. On top of that too, you know, I like this too. Right, I like how when Subaru does Return by Death, they added this. Like, now you can, like, see, like, all the thoughts he had and everything that was happening in between. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But on top of that, too, when Rem was dying, her final thoughts was, and I learned this from an Easter egg, her final thoughts was, like, Subaru and her, like, older with a kid. But it's her, like, long hair holding a child. Which is to assume that her, the child that is there, Subaru's, which is kind of interesting. On top of that too, she loves Subaru, bro. She loves Subaru, and she wants Subaru to save her, because she literally says, "Yo, like, that's the hero." You know, her last thoughts is like, you know, or her last words I think is like her being with the hero. So I really, you know, even if we don't see her this season, I still love Rem. But I'm interested to see like where this goes, how they build Amelia up. So, what is my last notes on this? Oh, Crush got her. Her memory's taken as well. But, you know, she's not the same person. So she's not hollow like Rem, but she's kind of like, "Oh, hey guys." And she's not, because Crush in the first season was like really, you know, she was saying she's Macho Man, Randy Savage, far from average, like stuff. But she was a little bit tougher. Like, and so now she's a little bit calmer. Doesn't really, you know, going in a lot. She's just, "Hey, hi." And during this too, Felix kind of like, he's kind of like, "Yo, we don't bangs with this no more. Like, yo, we gonna get our shit taken away? Word? Like, nah, y'all don't bangs with this no more." But Wilhelm feels differently. Wilhelm's like, "Nah, yo, we need to get this revenge." And Wilhelm was like that season one, so it's not really like, it's not really off that he would act like that, because season one, he wanted to get revenge because people wiped his wife off the face of the earth. I actually want to talk about that too, because this is interesting. Because, you know, if you guys remember, and this is interesting too, and I really want to talk about this, so let me film this Wilhelm part real quick. So, yeah, Wilhelm, I expect him to act like that. Like, I looked away for a little bit. Felix said, "I went out," and I looked away, looked back, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And then Wilhelm was like, "Oh, yeah, no, we're going to keep going. We're going to be a part of this." And Crush was like, "Yeah, we have to stay part of this. We have to help everybody out. We have to make sure that, like, this doesn't keep happening." And I really like that. But even too, like I said, Amelia's gonna grow. Because even what she said to Subaru at the end was like really like touching. Because she was like, "Yo, I'm gonna help you out." So we're actually gonna start. But what I wanted to say about the whales and about the sins were, yo, look, Battle Geese. That's how you say his name? Battle Geese? I don't know. But my man was kind of broke. All right. He was kind of broken. He twisted up Rem. He did all this other wild shit to her. He was kind of broke, right? The two other sins they mentioned, which I forget their names right now, because like I said, it's 5:56 a.m. Yeah, them dudes is broke. Now, the reason why I said the whale, I want to talk about it real quick, because if you went to the whale's cloud or whatever, you got forgotten about. But now this is kind of making sense, because I want to say his name was Gluttony. I think that's his name is Gluttony. I think that was one of the sins for them. He says, His power is taking this stuff away from you. This is just theory of mine, but I wonder if that gluttony's inside of the smoke or whatever that the whales bring. Cause he says, he's like, "Yo, you basically fucked up our pet." It's like, that was our pet. And then when you go inside the whale, you get forgotten about. So I wonder if that's like, just a little like, was that one of that thing? But like I said, these sins are broken. I like Betelgeuse is OD. He was twisting around like it was nothing, but yo, my man's just standing in the middle of the shit, and Crush was like, run him over! And he was like, just stood there. Everything exploded. I was like, oh my gosh, yo, this guy's godlike. And then he's like, yo, why'd you try to run me over, bro? I was just standing here. Y'all tried to kill me just now. And then on top of that, too, Gluttony, right? Because I think that one was Greed. Gluttony was like, just pulling up, kind of like toying with Rem. And then he just pulled up and just took Rem's memory and identity and stuff. And I'm like, yo, these dudes are kind of broken. What the fuck? So, yo, I'm interested to see what's going to happen this season. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Because a lot of stuff happened. This was like a really good episode to me. Like, with all the anime that dropped, God of High School is up there, but this one was a really good episode. I enjoyed it from start to finish. I feel like it's, you know, that's something that ReZero really does well is pacing. I feel like this pacing was really good. Especially the times where Subaru went and killed himself and came back. Like, I don't know. It's just really good. I'm actually going to be really excited to talk about this, too. So, I'm excited. But, that's all I have on my podcast notes. So, this has been an episode of The Code Otaku. You guys like what you hear, you know, like I said, please rate this 5 stars, share this with a friend. Is there anything else I would say? No, I don't think so. But anyway, like I said, this has been another episode of Code Otaku. Like I said, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, share this with a friend. Helps me out. I want to rise up the algorithm. I want to spread more of my knowledge and things I want to talk about with people. Like I said, I'm still learning this, so you know, if you have any advice on what you would like to hear me talk about in the episode, whether it's animation, graphics, if you feel like I'm doing a good job, you know, don't pin me, bro. Just let me know. I love harsh fucking reviews, all right? I'm tired of shit. 6 o'clock a.m. I'm out this bitch. Peace out. Everybody have a good day. Good morning. Thank you for spending your time with me, and I'll see y'all next... Bro, I'm tired, bro. I will see y'all on the next episode of Code Otaku. Peace. Deuces. Bye. Avidasen. 1.